Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the fire that changes the world. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 53, Jesus says that he did not come to bring peace to earth. He came to light a fire. The fire that he longed for with great anguish was the presence of the Holy Spirit, alive and active within each of his followers. This is what changes the world. This is what brings lasting peace, first within us and then flowing out from us. The Holy Spirit is a fire that purifies us from impurities, the unloving behaviors and attitudes that cause disharmony, disunity, conflicts, and war. This purification makes us capable of feeling peaceful even in the midst of trials and attacks from others. This is what makes us channels of God's peace in a world that desperately needs it. If you do not yet feel the fire of the Holy Spirit impassioning you to spread the peace of Christ, Jesus is in anguish over you. Think of the evil around you that you've been wishing would stop. What does Jesus want you to do about it? What impurities in your own spirit needs to burn off by the fire of the Holy Spirit so you can overshadow the evil with divine goodness? Look at what Jesus had to do. What baptism was he talking about? Not the water baptism he'd already received. It was the baptism of painful self-sacrifice, which he willingly accepted in order to rescue us from evil. To stop evil, we have to become like Jesus. Our willingness to make sacrifices for others is a sign of Christian maturity. We should be burning with so much love that we are not happy unless we're pouring our hearts and souls into works and prayers that make a difference in someone else's ability to receive eternal peace. Jesus noticed that this fire divides households. It divides us from anyone who remains self-centered and unwilling to make sacrifices that will lead to peace. Nonetheless, we must continue to give them love. This heats up the fire within us, which purifies us further and gradually changes the world. Questions for your personal reflection. Who has burnt you? What pain has been inflicted on you by others? See this as happening to Jesus too. Instead of retaliating to try to stop the pain, choose a sacrifice that you're willing to make for them. Jesus appreciates the sacrifices you make for others. How does his appreciation make you feel? How is it possible to experience peace after making a sacrifice for someone who is unloving towards you? Give an example of an everyday sacrifice you've made. How does the Holy Spirit bring God's kingdom to earth through this?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.